It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 8th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is beholden, also pronounced beholden, and spelled B-E-H-O-L-D-E-N. Beholden is an adjective that means being under obligation for a favor or gift. It's a synonym of the word indebted. Here's the word used in a sentence from the St. Albans Messenger by Michael Frett. Group sizes will remain beholden to the gatherings limits put in place by the governor's state of emergency order for managing the state's economy and government amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Have you ever found yourself under obligation to someone else for a gift or favor? It's a common experience, and not surprisingly, many of the words describing this condition have been part of the English language for centuries. Beholden is recorded in the Middle English Arthurian poem, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. Indebted, which entered English through Anglo-French, is older and still very much in use. Those who don't mind sounding like English speakers of yore have another synonym of beholden to choose from, a now archaic sense of bounden. That word is today more often used with the meaning made obligatory or binding, as in our bounden duty. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.